We have a lot of problems in this life, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. But folks, right in the middle of all that, there's a whole lot of happiness going on. Now, obviously, the pain is so deep within us that sometimes we forget about the happiness. The pain of our life was taken to the cross by Jesus Christ. Now remember this. You got to remember this. When we talk about death, you know, and I say, you know, yes, I'm going to die, you're going to die, and all of this. You and I will not see death as a Christian. Now, all of those around us will. They'll look in that casket and say, oh, he was a good guy. You know good and well. They're looking at me like that. Some of them are lying because I know they didn't believe that. But I'm not there. I'm not there. Did you hear me? I'm not there. The greatest problem in our society today, the greatest anchor that's placed around your neck and my neck and every other human being is an anchor called guilt. Guilt. Oh, I feel so guilty I could die. Did you ever hear that one? Did you ever say it? I'm just guilty. And that guilt, that anchor, has completely destroyed the lives of multitudes upon multitudes. Guilt. But I thought Jesus went to the cross for my guilt. I've read that in a book called the Bible. I know he did. So if he tells me then he's taken my guilt, how come my guilt keeps bothering me so much? How come when I go to the altar of prayer, no matter whether it's in a church, in a vehicle, in your heart, in your mind, walking, standing, lying, how come I get up with it as soon as I hand it to the law? Satan has no authority over you, Christian. Hear me well. Satan has no authority over you. Any authority seemingly given to him is given to him by you. You're the only one that can give Satan the authority to find you guilty of the sin that was in your life, is in your life, was a part of the human existence. It is you that will give him the authority to make you bring that guilt back up again. You know, I thought I'd got rid of this guilt. No, Jesus got rid of the guilt. Satan playing with you. See, if you feel guilty, you'll feel ashamed. If you feel ashamed, you won't think you're worthy. If you don't think you're worthy, then you're not going to stand for Christ. On your own, you can do nothing. In Christ, we can do everything. Yeah, God has a way of handling guilt in my life. My guilt. He handled it. I'm the one that won't give it up. God's way of handling our guilt, his grace. Didn't I read that his grace is sufficient for me, Brother Randy? I read that, didn't I? His grace is sufficient for you. His grace supersedes any guilt that is within you. Where does some guilt come from? It doesn't come from your spirit. It comes from your mind. Do you ever notice that your mind doesn't act like you think it ought to sometimes? Do you ever think about that? And that mind comes up with memories of guilt. I can go all the way back to my childhood. I know that many of you thought that I was such a sweet child as I was growing up. But no, I was like your child. I was like you. I grew up in a world where God says, I want you to feel life, I want you to experience life, and when we feel and experience life, we're going to mess up. a lot of times will mess up intentionally. Watch the two-year-old. Don't touch that, says the parent. And the two-year-old gives you the dead man stare. Don't touch it. I'm telling you now, don't touch it. If you do not get over there, I guarantee you, that child is going to bring that finger and whatever it takes is going to touch it. God says that's called life. You and I correct our children because we love them. How do we know what problems are getting ready to get into? You and I went through those problems. And we don't want to see them have to go through it. But down deep inside of each individual, there is such a yearning to serve God. And in the mind of the same individuals that want to serve God, there is this guilt that keeps popping up. Lord, I know I've given it to you time and time again, but you must not have forgiven me for it because it keeps coming to my mind. So bear with me here. If the Lord says, I forgive you, then do I question his forgiveness? When the Lord says, I forgive you, Larry, do I question, yeah, but Lord, there's a few things in my life I didn't confess to you. Like God doesn't know it. No. Listen to the scripture, John 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace, truth. First of all, when I look at my life, you look at your life, I want you to recognize sin. And then we hear all of these people say, well, that's sin. Now, what you did was sin. What you did was sin. Okay, what's a good definition of sin? Leaving God out. Leaving God out. There you go. So you can forget all this other additional to it and all that. When you leave God out, that's sin. Now, when I am walking then in my faith and walking for the Lord, and all of a sudden the guilt trap comes, the anchor wants to reattach itself to my neck. What do I remember? I remember God's promise. I remember God's grace. I have been given grace by God. And through that grace, the Holy Word of God says that he came from the Father full of grace and truth. So that grace is the truth. And the truth set you free. His name is Jesus. If you don't know him, I want to introduce you. His name is Jesus. He is the truth. He is the meaning of life. He is the director of life. He happens to be the purpose of life. He is the truth that will never ever tell you a lie. He is the truth that when he said, I forgive you, I want you to remember that every time this guilt anchor wants to reattach itself to your life, I want to give you a way to deal with it scripturally and to remember scripturally. Grace is unmerited favor. I did not earn grace. I did not deserve grace, but I received grace. Grace, unmerited favor. God loves me. Well, let me tell you something about the power of grace. When guilt comes, there are ways for me to handle that through grace. And that grace is brought up in my spirit. The guilt comes from your mind. See, I thought they were the same. No! That brain of yours is going to rot with the rest of the body. Your spirit is the real you that's down in there. You're going to be smelling good rest of your life, rest of eternity. Because the Lord says, I got you. First of all, then, what do I need to do? I must admit to God my guilt. Now, I've heard people say, I want you. Now, you get up there and you pray until you have mentioned every sin in your life to the Lord and repent of it. I cannot remember every sin in my life. I cannot remember every sin of the day. I cannot remember every sin of the hour. You see, any time I don't trust God is sin. Any time I do something that I leave God out of it, like I haven't talked to God before I do something, I don't care what it is. I'm to talk to God about the situation. And every time I don't, it's called sin. So therefore, I am riddled by sin. I stand up to walk. Well, you got out on the wrong side of the bed. I didn't know that was a sin. Leaving God out is sin. Man wants to tell you what sin is. Like I don't already know in my life. You do too. You know what hurts. You know what comes back around your neck. But listen to this promise. Admit to God your guilt. Psalm, this is King David. Now, Psalm 32, verse 5. Listen to him. I finally admitted. You know, I've never understood that about us as human beings. Yeah, I really need to confess this to the Lord, but I'm going to hold this part out as long as I can. Because He really don't know. And I want to make sure, you know, I hold it out until maybe one of the angels will rat me out. God knows. Why does He want me to admit? To make Him love me more? No. No. See, God loves me in all the wrongness of my life, and all the brokenness of my life, and all the hurt of my life, and all the sickness of my life, and all the sin of my life. God just loves me. He loves me like I am. He loved me when I'm good. He loved me when I'm bad. Woo! He did love me. And I appreciate that. That's love, people. I finally admitted all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. Listen to David. I said to myself, I will confess them to the Lord. And you forgave me. Now listen. All my guilt is gone. All my guilt is gone. All the hurt of that sin still there. The guilt is what's pulling you down. I cannot forgive myself. I cannot forgive myself. If you will not forgive yourself, you will not forgive anyone else. And God says that you and I must forgive one another. But you're not going to forgive someone else if you don't forgive yourself. If you got to love yourself, folks. Now, I know you've heard, don't love yourself so much. I'm telling you, your pastor telling you, you got to love you. You might be the only one loving you besides Jesus. But you got to love you. Because God created you for a purpose. And He says, now, listen, when I admitted I'm sinner, you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. I confess my sins. Did you name them one by one? No. And the older we get, the harder it is to keep up with our own name, much less all the names of our sins. I admit I'm guilty. Are you getting it? Lord, I'm guilty. I admit it. And He says, I forgive you. Whew. I forgive you. And I love you. After you admit, believe in God's Son. Believe in God's Son. Do you know the greatest attack against Christianity by those who don't know Christ? They say the problem with Christianity is the simplicity that Christians want to bring into it. It's just too simple to ask forgiveness and you receive it. Simplicity of Christianity. Wasn't anything simple about it for Jesus. See, my whole faith is not based in a religion. It's based in Jesus Christ, a personal relationship with Him. Listen to John 3:18. people who believe in God's Son are not judged guilty. Now, do you hear me? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Then according to God's holy word, you cannot be judged guilty. You cannot be found guilty in the basic court of law. You can be accused of everything. But in that court of law, you don't go to prison, you don't go to jail, you don't go to death row until you have been found guilty of that crime. All the accusation, Satan loves to accuse. Now, Satan's accusations have no authority in the realm of God. He was kicked out. Do you know that he cannot bring an accusation against you now? Christ stopped it. He cannot even say anything in heaven about you. He's not allowed there. I'm allowed there. I'm going there. I'll fly away, oh glory. Oh, Randy, you're going to hear me singing. Woo! And it's actually going to sound good. Now, just thought of it, Brother Randy. If you hear me singing, you're going up with me. So, I'll fly away. Why? Because I cannot be judged guilty. I've been set free. Not by my deeds. Not by how many times I've been to church. Not by all the good things that I may or may not have done. Not by anything other than who I know, and his name is Jesus. And the power of guilt is not just depressed by Christ. The power of guilt is thrown out by Christ. Only you and I bring it up in our minds. That's not the Lord. Those thoughts do not come from the Lord. When he forgave you, he wiped it away, and his holy word. Now look, I cannot trust in my own actions. I cannot trust in what comes off this tongue. The tongues, oh man, they're wild, aren't they? They praise the Lord with one word and curse him with ten. That tongue, you know, you can, that small rudder that, remember, that wrecks a ship, yet man, the scripture says, cannot control his tongue. But God says, I'm in control of your eternal life. That guilt, all the sin. When you said yes to me, Larry, I set you free. Guilt has no authority. You cannot be found guilty. What am I worried about then? If God says I am not guilty, what do I care what man says? But guilt still is there. But it is from your own mind. Please. That's why the Lord says live in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Get out of your head. That's one good time. You know, they are out of their head. They're out of their mind. That's good. Must be a Christian. Get out of your head. Get into your heart. Get into where Jesus lives, into that spiritual you. Tell me this, of the guilt that you have to deal with. How many pages in that volumes that you have of turning over a new leaf? How many volumes are there stacked up in that mind? I turned over a new leaf. Turn it over to Jesus and leave it there. Because you got work to do. When I believed in Jesus, God's Son, the Bible tells me I am not judged guilty. See, it's the Word of God that I trust, not mine. It's the actions of Jesus that surround me with His arms of love, not anyone else's. Therefore, because of that, that guilt cannot be the anchor that will drag me down. Folks, I've seen people take their own life because of guilt that was so heavy on them. They said, I know everybody's forgiven me, even God's forgiven me, but I can't forgive myself. Been around anyone like that? Are you someone like that? It's hard forgiving me, for me to do it. It's a battle. How could you say that? How could you do that? And there's no answer. But I know the answer. I read the book. That answer is sin. I left God out. Too many. Listen. Each step, leave God in it. Lord, I'm going to get up and go over there. Don't be saying this out loud. Okay? Around a whole bunch of people. Because white-coated people come and get you. But you talk to the Lord in your mind. Lord, I'm going over there. Now, I don't know where I'm going. I may want to go over there. But I may be seeing God face to face before I get there. You got me? I may not make it over there. But I guarantee you this, I will always make it in the arms of Christ. I can't lose. Folks, I know Jesus. I'll tell Jesus on them in a heartbeat. Lord, I can't fight this. Thank you, Larry. I know you can't. I'll take care of it. Now go about my business. And then I've admitted, I believe, I got to accept his freedom. He said, I'll give you freedom. Lord, I don't deserve freedom. You know, over all the years of me being prison chaplain, one of the situational things in prisons and jails was this that I never understood. I had them in group and all, individuals getting ready to go out on parole, to getting ready to get released, or even serving out their time. And the next day or the next week, they're leaving prison. And they escape. They escape. The night before, they attempt an escape. And I think, I don't understand that. But you see, the human existence does that. God says, I'm giving you freedom. I'm giving you love. Oh, Lord, that's too much. I don't deserve it. I will run from the Lord. I will run from His church. I will run from His word. Why? Well, the Lord said He loved me. If I come to Him, He will save me. So you run. Looking over the past in your life, how many things have you ever done that really make any sense? Huh? Think of that. What was I thinking when I did that? Well, obviously, we weren't thinking when we did that. Accept God's freedom. Here we go. Hebrews 10:22. Let us come near to God with a sincere heart. Oh, Lord, I sincerely come to you because I can't do this. Not, oh, Lord, I'm so good now, I'm coming to you. I made it. No. And a sure faith in Jesus, because we have been made free from a guilty conscience. Set free. Set free from that guilty conscience. Then why do I feel guilty if I've been set free? The same reason a prisoner will escape from the prison the day before they're getting ready to be released. Maybe I'm afraid of freedom. Maybe I have a fear of being free. Freedom is a heavy, heavy load. That means I need to be responsible for me. I can't blame anything on somebody else. I have to be responsible in freedom. No. I want somebody over here to tell me whether I'm doing this right or not. Or, I love this one, Brother Larry, will I go to hell if I do this? And I try to stop them and say, please don't tell me what you're getting at. Please don't tell me. The only sin that will ever send you to hell is the sin of unbelief. Christian, you got me? And when you became Christian, you cannot commit that sin. Nah, that's God's promise. I've been set free. As a Christian, you've been set free. Enjoy the freedom. Oh, Lord, I'll be free tomorrow. What am I going to do with it? I got to think for myself. I'll have to work myself. I'll have to put food on the table myself. I'm eating pretty good in here. maybe I'll escape and just stay locked up. You see, that's what guilt does. It keeps us locked up in a prison. When I gave it to Jesus, he said, I forgive you. Settled. Done. It's over. Leave it alone. It's an anchor that will drown you. And the Lord said, I love you. Come to me. Drop the anchor. Take my yoke. I'll carry the weight for you. Woo! I'll carry it for you. That's Jesus. And he loves us. He loves his children. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise your name that you sent your Son. And Father, we are guilt free. All the guilt he took. He took our guilt, Father, before we were ever even created. All he said was, you call on my name and I will forgive you. You use my name. That name is the key to life, the key to living, and the key to eternity and everlasting freedom and love. We thank you for that name, Father. We praise you for the power in that name and ask now that as you direct our lives, you will give us the courage and the boldness to stand strong and firm in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.